in the fifth chapter of the book of James. Now, one thing you need to realize, James was Jesus' half-brother. And as you read through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you find out they thought he was crazy. He wouldn't promote himself. But how would you like to have had Jesus for your older brother? Why can't you be like Jesus? He never does anything wrong. I know he doesn't do anything wrong. But I want you to listen to what he said. And the things that the Spirit of God said through James, like being a doer of the word and not a hearer only. And the thing we need to realize is we need to be over into corresponding action. And he talks about this. In the King James, it's called works. And what doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and has not worked? Now, the Francis Weymouth translation says, what does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and has not corresponding action? Well, that one was out of print, and we put it into print also, so you can have a new one of those. And it's amazing. It's an amazing translation. But here's what I want you to see. Let's go over here to the fifth chapter. Thirteenth verse, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith, faith in the name, shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now, wait a minute. Okay. James 5. Confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, false steps and offenses, your sins. Pray also for one another that you may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Now, the reason that word power there is used, it's dunamis. Jesus, knowing that dunamis power had gone out of him, he turned and said, who touched my clothes? That was with the woman with the issue of blood. So, there was a little white spot about the size of a grain of rice came up on my hand right here between these two knuckles. And it just looked like my skin was discolored. I really didn't think anything about it. But it began to itch a little bit. And I scratched it. And then it whelped up and it began to get sore. And David said, we better go have that looked at. So we did. And so they did a biopsy of it, and they said, well, it's malignant. So, I mean, that's about how it affected me. So what? There's James 5.
Amen.
So, I called Pastor George, my pastor. He came over to the house, and in our kitchen, Gloria was there, and her, our very good friend was there that night, Bibi Toberville, and she was there, and we had John and Kelly on the phone. So here's Pastor George, Terry, John, Kelly, Gloria, and Bibi. And George opened his Bible and read just what I read to you. And he had his oil bottle. So he took that bottle and he touched that spot. And there was an electrical shock went through it. I mean, it's. And I said, yeah, that did it.
Amen.
That did it. So I really didn't pay any more attention to it. But then the first doctor said, I need to send you over to another specialist. And he's going to open that up. And then he's going to shave and test until there are no more malignant cells. So I went over there. And the doctor's assistant said, and of course he did that. She said, now, Mr. Copeland, you come prepared to stay from 30 minutes to a couple of hours until there are no more malignant cells in your hand. So, a little over 30 minutes later, she came back and said, well, Mr. Copeland, good news. There are no more malignant cells. I said, well, of course there's not. They were dead the moment that oil touched my hand. It isn't the oil that did it. We were following instructions in the book.
Amen.
Amen.
And believed it.
Amen.
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 And so, and I tell you, he did such a good job sewing that thing up, Tracy. You really have to look carefully to find that scar. But I like to laugh at it. I say, you know, look at there, devil.
Hallelujah.
Amen goes right there.
Amen.
I said, amen goes right there.
Amen.
One more time. Amen goes right there.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
The healer's in the house today. Say this, today is my receiving day.
I'm supposed to be healed today.
I'm a believer.
I'm supposed to be well.
I'm supposed to prosper
in all things.
Today is my receiving day.
Thank you, Jesus.
For being my healer.
And Jesus healed them all,
the scripture said. I like what Gloria does when she says that.
Jesus healed them all.
Well, the 107th Psalm was already mentioned. Let's turn over there and put our eyes on it. Psalm 107, then we'll go to Proverbs chapter 4. Verse 17, fools, because of their transgression, because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saves them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I've already preached me happy. Thank you. Oh, I came here that way this morning. Glory to God. Now, remember this. Faith begins where the will of God is known. So that is the will of God. It's in his book. That is his will. He didn't write one thing and will another. Jesus said, your traditions make the word of God of no effect. Well, now you know Brother Copeland Healing has passed away. Really? When? Do you have a day? A week? A month? When was that? Well, when all the apostles died. They're not all dead yet. No. I am well acquainted with Rick Renner and his family. He is an apostle to Russia. He is an apostle in Moscow, Russia. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He is a bona fide apostle. And the Lord gave him a plan to go online and establish online churches in every small town and village in Russia. Well, of course, being there, you have to get permission. So he called the people, the powers that be, right under Mr. Putin. They said, Rick, of course, we want a church in every small town in Russia. That news is not, that's not getting out. These are the end times, people. It's happening right in front of our very eyes. We're in it. It hasn't passed away. That's a tradition. And there are people that say, well, we just don't believe that in our church. Well, and one thing, you're not in this, you're not in your church. You're in this church. And if you're online, if that comes from your church, my strong suggestion is that you find another church. If you stay in that one, you'll never be bothered with healing. Because they don't preach it and don't believe in it. So, what you preach is what you receive. That's the reason our churches are called full gospel churches. Amen. So now, Matthew 10, faith begins where the will of God is known. And we'll look here in the 10th chapter of the book of Matthew at the words of the Master. When he called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Then it names them. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, in any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, preach, saying, preach this, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses nor scrip for your journey, nor two coats, neither shoes yet or staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat or his hire. You're working for me now. What's he doing? He's training them. Amen. Now to Luke chapter 10. Now, the job got too big for the 12. And these things the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place where he himself would come. So he put out an advance team. And he said unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse, nor scrip, nor shoes. Salute no man by the way, or stay focused. You're not out there running around doing something else. We have a job to do here. Whatsoever house you're in, first say, peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. And if not, it'll turn to you again. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. And into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things that are set before you. Heal the sick that are therein. Say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you not, go your ways out into the streets of the same, and say, even the dust of the city cleaves unto us, and so forth and so on. Now, look at the 16th verse. He that hears you hears me. He that despises you despises me. He that despises me despises him that sent me. So now you've gone up the chain of command. We've gone all the way up to the Father himself. You can see the will of God in three places. Number one, in heaven. Number two, in the Garden of Eden. Before the sin happened. And in the ministry of Jesus. Amen. Because he said, I came to do the will of my Father. Amen. I only say what I hear him say, and I only do what I see him do. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through your name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Well, of course, he was there. Amen. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Now, there are people that do say, we only preach the new birth because we think that's more important. Well, if you had to choose, of course it is. That's eternal. Now, everything that our Lord and Master has received is in store for us. Amen. He received a glorified body. He sat down and he ate and he said, handle me. A spirit hath not flesh and bone as you see me have. No blood, it's a glorified body. His blood is in the heavenly mercy seat in heaven itself. Remember? He said, Mary, she recognized him. He said, don't touch me. I have not yet gone to my Father and your Father. So, you find that in the book of Hebrews. He had to present himself before the Father completely total victory, and the scepter of righteousness was given unto him, and he sat down, amen, at the right hand of the Father.
Amen.
We won't have time to get all the way to this, but at the close of Matthew, just as he was leaving, he said, all authority has been given unto me, both in heaven and earth. Therefore, you go.
Yeah. Amen.
All of it.
Amen.
Say all.
Power.
And authority.
And authority.
What does that leave for the devil?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
My name is Shanique Chichi Nakazwe. So I think it started in 2019 when I started experiencing this. I would feel like something is coming up, almost like my food, anything I would eat, it would literally come up. Then my colleague said to me, I think you've got acid reflux. So she said to me, you need to get it checked. I went to the doctor. They put me under. They went through my stomach. They checked everything and told me, yes, it was acid reflux. Last night, when Brother Copeland started, he mentioned, I kept praying. I'm like, God, please let this be my day. Let him mention my issues. And surprise, surprise, he said, acid reflux. And I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus, finally. And then he said, you're being healed. You have been made whole. I went home. I still felt uncomfortable. I slept this morning. I was still uncomfortable. Because whenever I would have to talk, I'd have to clear my throat because it's coming up. This morning, he continued praying. I received it, but my spirit was like, oh well, I didn't get it yesterday. What makes you think you're going to get it today? As I was sitting, I just felt this warmth starting from my back. It came all the way to the front, sort of like a comfort warmth. I don't know. I felt this warmth, and then as he was saying, come give your testimony, I was like, oh no, I'm not going to do that. And I sat, and I realized I've been sitting for 45 minutes without clearing my throat. And I'm like, the devil is a liar. Keep quiet. You do not have a hold over me. I do not belong to you. I'm a child of God. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's how I got up. I'm like, I'm going to go give my testimony. As I was standing there, again, I started clearing my throat. He started testing me. The devil started testing me again. And then I told him again, shut up. I do not belong to you. I declared I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus again. I felt the warmth again. I'm fine. I'm healed. I've been made whole. Praise Jesus.
When you pray, believe you receive it.
Extraordinary. Unusual.
My
provision.
God. My only God.
Jesus came with an assignment to destroy the works of the devil, to redeem us. And when the time was right and he came and he fulfilled his assignment, Satan had to stand by and watch it happen and couldn't do a thing about it.
Number one, don't use the word of God for personal advantage. Number two, don't you associate with wicked people even for the attainment of a good end. And then third one, never perform a godly act in a prideful spirit.
We praise the Lord. We praise the Lord.
They said, what kind of man is this? Shall I tell you? A faith man.
Come on.
He did everything by faith because it said he perfectly pleased the Father.
Join us for the 2023 Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. Register at kcm.org/swbc today.
God is light, love, and absolute life. Death, disease, and sickness cannot exist in him. And he placed that force of life in you when you were born again. Learn how to access it and walk in divine health with Healing and Love, an audio teaching by Kenneth Copeland. Everything about Jesus' ministry on earth expressed the Father's love. When you walk in the love of God, you can walk in the same healing power Jesus did. Train yourself in his word. Believing and trusting in him releases his power into your life. Find out how his healing anointing is simply a release of the life force of God. When you know how to apply it, the law of God's love is so exact, it will work every time. In fact, it supersedes the law of sin and death, which has no more hold on you. Abide in the life, light, and love of God and touch the realm of the miraculous. Request your free copy of Healing and Love on MP3 disc or digital download. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01225-787-310. These six messages reveal how God's healing power is available to anyone who will receive His word, believe it, and make a commitment to walk in love. Free offer good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office today.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. God is love, He is light, and He is life. When you abide in love and in His word, you are abiding in Him. The power of God's miraculous love will transform your life into one of health, strength, and wholeness. To help you learn more about the power of God's love, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to give you a free teaching series called Healing and Love. This will help you build your faith to receive your healing. You can live free from sickness and disease when you abide in God's love and allow the full scope of His love to be made manifest in your life. Learn how to operate in God's love and stay on the blessing side. Request your free copy today on kcm.org. This week, we will be showing you healing testimonies that came from South Africa's victory campaign. If you've never attended a KCM healing service, the next one will be at the Southwest Believers Convention. The whole event is July 31st through August 5th. And the special healing service is Saturday morning, August 5th. Make your plans to be there. Come for the whole week and build your faith to receive your healing. This will be a time of total immersion in God's word in a spirit-charged atmosphere of faith. Register for this free event today at kcm.org. Let me pray for you before we leave today. Father, in the name of Jesus, on behalf of all the saints watching this program today, I call upon the river of living water from the bellies of our spirit through the Holy Spirit to rise up all over the world and make alive our mortal bodies, delivering us from every sickness and affliction of death. This resurrection life is a part of our inheritance in glory, and we lay hold of it, not only for ourselves, but for everyone that we come in contact with, according to your sure mercies. Amen. Well, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want you to be victorious in life. Go to kcm.org.uk for free ministry resources and teaching tools to help you grow in faith and live in the blessing of the Lord. Stay connected with us through our website and all of our social channels to help us keep you informed and up to date on ministry outreaches, upcoming events, and specials that are available to you.